You remember some time ago there was a popular hit sweeping the country. It was simply, "Don't worry, be happy." Bobby Farin made a fortune with that simple exhortation, saying it over and over again, "Don't worry, be happy." And I thought about that song this week, and I thought to myself, if only getting rid of worry could be that easy. That on Sunday morning we could leave church and say, "Don't worry, be happy." Today I want to talk about a disease that prevents us from getting rid of worry that easily. A disease of the soul caused by worry, and it's called fretting. Do you ever have a tendency to become impatient with God after you pray about something and it doesn't happen? Do you churn inside when you encounter tough times and beg God for relief and it doesn't come? Our text today reads, "Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil." According to Webster, to fret means to be frayed, irritated, annoyed, worried. The best word picture I can think of are the frayed ends of a broken rope. You've seen them after a rope's been broken and they sit there frayed. It's a group of useless fibers unable to hold anything. And if you think of that rope, you get a picture of the human soul afflicted with fretting. Happily, the Bible not only warns against fretting, but it offers us the cure if we would accept it today. And that's in Psalm 91. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." I want to take a few moments to understand why God would warn us against fretting, and then how resting in the shadow of the Almighty can help us conquer what I'm calling this disease of the soul. First, God forbids His people to fret because it's a symptom, pure and simple, of a lack of trust. Our text says, "Do not fret, it leads only to evil," and I would continue it by saying, it leads to evil, to the evil of not trusting God. Listen again to Psalm 91, describe the meaning of trusting. And if you're fretting, this is something you're not doing. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust, and He will cover you with His feathers. And under His wings, you will find refuge." What a picture of a God, like a mother hen, up there protecting us from that which would come and hurt us. If God is our shelter, our refuge, our fortress, why are we fretting? Why are you fretting this morning? Maybe you already understand why God brought you to church, because you're afflicted with this. It's absolutely chewing up your life. Here is a spiritual fact we're going to discover together today. If we're fretting, we are not trusting God. And if we are trusting and resting in God, we're not fretting. Those two are absolutely contradictory to each other. You can't do one and the other at the same time. Now, speaking as one who frets, we fretters have a decision to make. Either the Lord is our refuge or He isn't. Either He is trustworthy or He isn't. And our answer has everything to do with whether our spiritual journey is one of joy and confidence and peace, or our life, even as a Christian, is filled with fear and stress, foreboding and bitterness. And it's interesting to discover that is up to us and not up to God. Two dogs I've owned illustrate perhaps what I'm trying to say, the difference between Christians who fret and those who trust God. Chi-Chi is our Chihuahua. She's a trembling, sweet little 4-pound bundle of nerves that makes a generalized fear response to everything and everyone. She shakes almost constantly. She seems happiest hiding beneath her security blanket in her bed, kind of peering out at the world, but not wanting to venture out. Life for Chi-Chi is an arena of ghosts, enemies, catastrophes about to happen. And I would not call her a happy dog. Now, unfortunately, I don't know why I bought the thing in the first place, but I often see myself in Chi-Chi and in her fear responses. I said, I've got a daily reminder of what Gerber is. I come home and there she's shaking, and I've been shaking in my office all day. You know, and I realized I'm robbed of God's peace in my life because I don't trust. Chi-Chi doesn't have a brain big enough to trust God. God gave me one and I still don't do it. Now, in contrast, we also own Circe. She was a 160-pound mastiff. Circe was totally in love with life. She had chops that hung down to here, and she was just a lover dedicated to enjoying every moment of every day. Fear of anything was unknown to her. Stress was a total stranger. Her answer to life's challenges was simply to roll over on her giant back and just let life happen. Circe was a happy dog, and she convicted me so much I got rid of her. Actually, I gave Circe to my daughter and son-in-law for a wedding present. These two animals model classic responses to living. Chi-Chi represents those who trust in God. Excuse me, Circe represents those who trust in God as a refuge and rest in the knowledge that he's in control of what's happening. And then Chi-Chi represents those who spend life anticipating the next catastrophe and shake with stress inside our souls as we gaze out from underneath our security blankets at all the threatening phantoms of tomorrow that could happen. And we spend most of our energy shaking about what could happen rather than what does happen. I might add to the story by saying that in our family, my wife is the one who's able to trust, and I am not. She's the mastiff and I'm the chihuahua. She doesn't really like that analogy. But what I've discovered is, you know, many married couples seem to have one who is and one who isn't a fretter. Or you who are single, maybe you have friends, one who's a fretter and one who isn't. The point is, those of us who are fretters don't have to be. And if you're a fretter, probably more than anything else in the world, you'd like to get cured. I believe God wants his children to approach life in the serenity of the mastiff, not the chihuahua. So let me suggest the first reason why fretting leads to evil, why we do it, is because we don't really trust God. We don't believe what we're saying and singing, reading, and having known since childhood, namely God is our refuge. Secondly, fretting can lead to evil because it might indicate we're attempting to use God rather than trust him. This is a little more serious. Fretting might be revealing our determination to get our own way at any cost, regardless of God's will on the matter. Do you realize Jesus never fretted? Why? Because Jesus was never living to get his own way about anything. His one passion in life was to be in his Father's will. And that was dramatized the last night of his life in the garden, when before the cross he was saying, Father, I want this cup to pass from me, but if not, not my will, but thine be done. What a statement. Here is a test that might help you determine today if you're trusting or using God. If you're attempting to make God your servant or your Lord. Here's the test. In a crisis, when God doesn't respond to your requests in the manner and time frame you dictate, what is your response? Do you fret, mumble, murmur, complain, burst out in anger? Or do you respond in trust, saying, not my will, but thine be done, O God? You see, Trusting in the Lord does not mean God will do everything we ask Him to do when we want Him to do it. Otherwise, we're using God. We're not trusting Him. Scripture does not promise God will protect us from trouble. Scripture tells us God will be with us in trouble. My friend John Huffman is pastor of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Newport Beach. Just last month, he lost his 23-year-old daughter after a terrible battle with cancer. Someone asked John, "How do you keep your faith after a trauma such as you have been through?" And John's immediate response was, "There is no way I could have made it through the last 2 years without my faith in God." You see, God didn't heal John's daughter, but He gave him strength to bear the unbearable because God was with John. And God was with his daughter up to the very moment she walked the valley of the shadow. Trusting does not mean we necessarily get what we want. It means we trust God's love for us no matter what's going on in our lives. That we're confident that nothing will ever touch us that has not first passed through the loving fingers of a loving Heavenly Father. You see the difference? Many Christians want to make God a servant, and we want to use God to accomplish our agendas and our selfish ends, and that doesn't work. But if our passion in life is to be in God's will rather than manipulate God to do our will, we will not fret about anything. The psalmist knew God was his refuge, his strength, a very present help in trouble, and somehow that's all he needed to know. He didn't get answers, he didn't get magical responses, he didn't get everything he wanted, but he found peace in his soul because God's presence was sufficient. So a second truth, fretting might be an indication we're attempting to use God rather than trust Him. And that's a second reason fretting leads to evil. A third reason fretting can lead to evil is because fretting might be a symptom we're confronting life's challenges without including God. One of the great hypocrisies among Christians is our claim to trust God, but then we react as if we were all alone when crises strike. We're raised in that rugged individualism motif of the American culture. And somehow we feel it's a sign of weakness or whatever to let God in. We want to do it ourselves. Remember what Jesus said? "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Jesus is trying to tell us you're important, you're valuable to God. Don't exclude Him in a times of crisis. Parents like to be with children when they're going through pain. Paul the Apostle writes, "Don't worry over anything, whatever. Tell God every detail of your needs and be thankful in prayer. And then the peace of God, which transcends human understanding, will keep constant guard over your hearts and minds as they rest in Christ Jesus." That's a beautiful statement. Tell God every detail of your needs. That means include Him in the problem. And what happens? The peace of God comes and transcends our human understanding, and it keeps constant guard over our hearts. How we need that. How we need to rest in Christ Jesus rather than churn. Why don't we use God's resources? That's the question. If God is our Father, if He's proven His love for us by sending His Son Jesus to die for us, why do we exclude Him in times of crises? No wonder we collapse under the load of carrying life's burdens all alone when we were not meant to carry them all alone. J.C. Penney relates an important lesson he learned after the crash of 29. He developed shingles due to stress, and he was in the hospital, and he thought he was going to die. One day, he went to the hospital chapel, and a group was singing, "God will take care of you." And he wrote this. Suddenly, something happened. I can't explain it. I can only call it a miracle. I felt as if I had been instantly lifted out of the darkness of a dungeon into warm, brilliant sunlight. I felt I had been transported from hell to paradise. I felt the power of God as I had never felt it before. I realized that I alone was responsible for my troubles, not God. But I learned then that God was there with His love to help me if I wanted to receive it. From that day to this, my life has been free from worry. I'm 71 years old. The most dramatic and glorious minutes of my life were those spent in the chapel that morning when I learned God will take care of you. Wouldn't that be incredible today if we could put a mark on our calendar and say in church on that September Sunday morning is the day that I stopped worrying, I stopped fretting, and I started trusting God. If we could make that decision like J.C. Penney made it, it would change our lives. Because life is too big to attempt to live it without divine resources. Maybe it's time for us to join the psalmist in becoming aware of the greatness of our God, the one who made the seas and the mountains, who runs this universe, who's in control of the nations. That same God knows you by name, knows how many hairs are on your head, knows how many days are given to you for your life. Everything about you He knows and He's planned. No circumstance is too complex for Him to handle. You know, it seems that all of us have a tape library that we play of worries and fears during times of stress. This morning I'm going to suggest that we erase some of those tapes and make new ones, rooted in the Bible and what the Bible says about the resources of our God. The resources He'll give you if you trust Him. And so as we close, I want to just read to you some short portions of the Psalms that are particularly good prescriptive medicine for fretters. Would you listen? I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and He delivered me from all my fears. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble. When I thought my foot was slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation filled my soul. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. It seems that conquering the habit of fretting boils down to a decision. Do we fret or do we trust? Don't worry, be happy. That's rather profound wisdom. When we as Christians tap into the Holy Spirit and ask God to perform that miracle in our souls. I pray for that miracle for you today. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, I believe that you do life-changing things in lives in one worship service. I would pray you'd cure all of us as fretters today. It's such an insult to you when we doubt you. Oh God, cure us. I'm sure there isn't one who doesn't want a cure. And send us forth truly being happy because we found through the Holy Spirit a new ability to trust. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.